As the rebels have advanced and captured territory, they've also plundered stores of weapons stockpiled by the Libyan government, and that's raising concern that those weapons could end up in the hands of terrorists. Frederick Wary was in Libya in 2009 and earlier this year as a U.S. military reservist attached to the U.S. embassy. He's now a senior policy analyst with the RAND Corporation. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And what is, or maybe we should say was, in Muammar Gaddafi's arsenal?
Well, we know that he acquired a very expansive arsenal of armor, heavy weaponry, artillery, the standard infantry weapons. But the real concern are these shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles that are very portable and hard to detect. One estimate I've seen is that there are about 20,000 of these weapons floating around in Libya, most of them of Russian origin.
Hard to detect. Are they hard to use, or is it something that if it fell into the wrong hands would be pretty easily used for bad ends?
That's the real nightmare scenario. In many cases, this is an ideal terrorist weapon. It requires minimal training. It's portable. It fits into what is really a large suitcase. And it's not so much of a threat to standard military aircraft because there are a number of countermeasures that can be used against it. But against civilian airliners that are slow and low-flying, it's a real threat.
Based on what you're hearing about what's going on in Libya right now, where would you say we are in terms of the number of weapons that are available and out there and presumably making their way to the black market right now?
It's a real concern. I mean, we've had reporting that these weapons depots have been ransacked. The soldiers are taking what they need in their fight against Gaddafi, but there aren't procedures in place to account for them, and we don't know how many have been taken, if some are making their way onto the black market. So a number of factors are a concern. A, the pure profit motive, that in a time of great economic distress, after Gaddafi goes, people may want to sell these. They may want to hoard them as sort of an insurance policy if things go bad in the post-Gaddafi government to protect themselves and their tribe. And then also ideological sympathy with al-Qaeda or like-minded Islamists where they could give these weapons over to those groups.
And there has been concern for months now that al-Qaeda members were part of the rebel movement or possibly would be drawn to Libya at a time of chaos such as we're seeing now.
That's always a concern in times of great instability. And I think the specter of al-Qaeda operating within the rebel ranks has been perhaps inflated. I mean, there's been some intelligence reports of this, and certainly they could exploit the situation. I mean, much of Libya's territory is poorly governed. The borders are porous. Smugglers and terrorists can move across its borders with ease. So this is a real challenge. The larger question is really one that we should be asking about: what kind of government will emerge? Can it provide law and order for its citizens? Do citizens feel safe enough where they don't feel the need to possess arms on their own and have trust in the local police forces?
Well, given what we know so far, which is that a number of these arsenals have been looted or plundered or the weapons have been taken, how do you walk that back? I mean, how would you go about securing the weapons at this point?
It's a real problem. In many respects, the cat is already out of the bag. The U.S. government and indeed the international community has faced this problem before in other conflict scenarios. So we do have a practice in place. In some cases, there are amnesty offers or weapons collection depot where you rely upon the good faith of citizens to turn in these weapons. There are buyback programs where you attempt to remove these off the market by actually buying them back. So presumably those programs will be applied in Libya if they've not already been applied. And we know from reporting that the U.S. Has dispatch teams to neighboring states next to Libya to help cooperate with their governments to prevent these weapons from transiting their borders, to really educate them on what to look for and how to prevent the smuggling of these weapons.
Frederick Wary, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Frederick Wary is a senior policy analyst with the RAND Corporation.